have had enough of what? You can send us a voice message on the Odyssey app. Or you can call us or text us at 651-461-9226. Dan, so many things every week for us to say I've had enough of.
It's hard to know where to start.
I've had enough of the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
That's a good place to start.
I've had enough of the Spelling Bee. The Spelling Bee used to be something cute. It was for kids to do in school. And then if you were a certain level of nerd, then you could advance on to the next level of the next level. Now, it has become a televised, stress-filled, I think a largely negative thing for the people who take part, for the parents who turn their kids instead of being, I mean, I guess everything we do to our kids is sort of like what has happened to the spelling bee.
To a degree, sure.
Kids have to be the champion of the intramural soccer league, and you got to be the first chair violinist, and you can't just be a kid. The fact that we as a country have turned the spelling bee into, like,
ESPN programming. Let's just call it. That's what's going on.
Enough. It's time to cancel it, to let it go back to obscurity where it belongs.
Yes.
In this sort of ridiculous, well-intended way to elevate.
Well, we do cover things besides the high school football team.
We've just turned a weird, relatively useless skill in today's world into sports programming entertainment. It's ridiculous. Enough.
Enough.
So that's where I started, 651-461-9226, or the Odyssey app.
I have had enough of people valuing the lives of animals over the lives of human beings. And here's what I mean. I was driving out to your end of the world, out to Maple Grove, on Memorial Day to go hang out with the family for Memorial Day. And in the middle of 94, right before it splits, people are stopped, dead stopped. And I'm trying to figure out what's going on as I'm quickly trying to slow down and pull over to the side and get out of the way because I don't want to get plowed into from behind.
Right.
And there was a family of ducks that had just crossed the road. And look, I don't want the ducks to get wiped out.
No.
But you can't stop in the middle of the freeway, folks.
No.
You can't do it. If it means you hit the ducks, I'm sorry for the ducks, but God will make more ducks. You can't stop in the middle of it. We have to start using our brains. When we're driving, I've had enough of this kind of nonsense.
Very controversial. Very controversial. 651-461-9226 is our number. You also, if you don't want to wait on hold, you can send us a message using the Odyssey app. Nikki on X says, come on, let the ducks cross, you curmudgeon.
And thank God there wasn't like the 20-car pileup. But if that happens because over ducks, I mean, are we... Seriously? Have we lost our minds?
Are you supposed
if
to
it's
just
a city
plow
street,
through the
it's a
ducks,
different...
Though?
Yes, you are. I'm sorry, but that's what you're supposed to do.
Where was this again?
In the middle of 94, right before the split, going to Maple Grove. In the middle of the interstate. If it's a city street, that's a different deal. But this is in the middle of a freeway. You can't stop.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I can't disagree with you. I'd like to pretend I care about the ducks.
I know. This is killing you, right? Because you want to push back.
I want to push back.
But it's the ducks. I'm sorry. If the ducks have to go, the ducks have to go.
On the highway, you just have to keep going.
You can't stop.
I've stopped for turtles before. Like, the you know, you get the big turtle crossing. I stopped for like a snapper turtle. Is that a
thing? Sure. On a city street. Not in the middle of the freeway.
No.
Okay.
Not on the freeway. On the freeway, I'm too busy texting. I don't have time to be seeing animals on the road.
That's my other one, but we'll get to that later.
651-461-9226. Let's go to Jeff in Sauk Rapids. Jeff, what have you had enough of?
Jason, I've had enough of kiddos.
Just kids in general.
So,
Oh, the term. Kiddos. The term kiddos.
That,
I see.
Yes. That is so outdated. That is so June Cleaver. Yeah. And when I hear middle-aged people refer to teenagers as kiddos, hey, kiddos, I mean, it's got to be demeaning for any child over the age of 10.
It's pretty bad. Kiddos.
Well, it is. Yeah. It is. And there's a rule for its use. Unless your wife is wearing saddle shoes, bobby socks, and a poodle skirt,
yeah,
and your car license plate says 23 Skidoo, you don't have kiddos.
Yeah. I think Jeff's onto something.
That's fair.
Jeff, no one here disagrees with you. We're going to let that pass through. We're going to let it go. Thank you, Jeff. 651-461-9226. Lots of texts coming in. And we also have a voice message that came in through the Odyssey app. You're listening on the Odyssey app. You can send your thoughts to the show at any time. Hitting the talk back microphone comes right to us in the studio. And so here is Andy.
This is Andy Brehm from St. Paul, and I have had enough of the horrible summer traffic that's on 394 and 94. It is making getting between our cities horrible, and I have a hard time believing that MnDOT couldn't do a better job of organizing our road construction projects so commuters don't have to go through hell just trying to get to work or get home. So I have had enough of Minnesota construction season.
Andy Brehm.
Better buckle up.
Yeah. He's had enough. This is Andy's issue. And Andy will confess that he lives in St. Paul and commutes to go work in the western suburbs. And I do think if that is your commute, you have a lot of time to reevaluate your life choices, you know? And where do you think, if you're Andy, who's blaming MnDOT, but maybe should look inward?
Ooh.
Andy, do you regret living in St. Paul? I mean, you made your choice. I'm just asking questions, Dan. That's all.
Sure, you're not in any way, shape, or form trying to stir it up.
Did he have to work in the Western? I mean, I could have turned this into West Metro hate.
You could have.
But the St. Paul shot was right there.
But you like the St. Paul shot. Yeah.
I had to pick. 651-461-9226. A broad stereotype, I know, but is being a road rager a prerequisite for owning a lifted pickup?
Seems that way.
I've had enough. Almost without fail, they roll up on you and tailgate until they intimidate you to speed up or get out of the way. How do you play it when someone speeds up on your tailgate? Presumably you're in the left lane.
Yeah.
And presumably you're already going 5 over the speed limit, at least. I like to slow down a little bit.
That'll show them.
And if I can, I like to get even with another car. So now we're sort of boxed in. Like I want to pace with a car in the right lane. And that's what I like to do. So we all have our ways. That's what I like to do.
If it's safe to move over, I move over and silently judge the person as they drive by.
What if it's not safe?
Well, then I'm not going to make an unsafe move.
But
to
there
get
are
this
times that
way.
I've like felt like I have to speed up and get around somebody because, you know, Larry Pickup is on my patoot.
At the earliest opportunity that it is safe to move over, I move over. And you know why? Because we have carry permits in this state, and it's not worth it. It's not worth it to make a point if that person's going to suddenly flash a weapon at me. And you don't know. You have no idea whether a person's carrying or not. So as frustrated as I may be, I'm getting out of the way.
I don't like this comment
I know,
from you.
I know
I don't,
you don't.
I don't
I know
appreciate
you don't.
It. I don't, yeah. I don't. I just don't care for it. Pass.
You've had enough of it?
Texter, yes, you can stop for the ducks, and you should stop for the ducks.
Not in the freeway. You
shouldn't. You should not stop.
Nope, not in the freeway. Sorry. You're just wrong. You're just absolutely wrong.
If you're on the freeway, I know it hurts, but you have to run over the duck. Also enough. I have had enough of bunnies. This is a recurring issue with me.
Yes, it is.
But in my neighborhood, the bunnies are absolutely filled with love and passion because the amount of little bunnies running around our neighborhood is out of control. And this is not a euphemism for anything. This is not a metaphor. By bunnies, I mean rabbits. I mean the freaking rabbits that are looking at every new plant that I got this weekend at Bachman's and put in my backyard and is thinking, that looks delicious.
You've put up a bunny buffet.
I freaking hate the bunnies. And when I get home at night, they all come out.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, what's going on? Whoo, whoo, these bunnies running over. And do I stop? Yeah. Like, I'm not going to freaking run over a bunny.
No.
Now, would I like to run over the bunny?
It seems like you would, yes.
Yeah, I would like to run over the bunny. But I don't need bunny juice all over my car.
Okay.
So I don't. Lots more textures coming in. Lots of good stuff. We'll get to your... See? Find out what made me laugh. I'll tell you in just a minute here on Drive Time. Texters, enough of the indignant no reply to an email if your coworker doesn't get the answer they feel entitled to. You can almost hear them huffing in disgust. Little brats, enough of them.
I feel like there's backstory.
Feels specific.
Fascinating.
Feels very specific. Yes. I've had enough of needing apps to save money. Oh, Crystal from Fridley. That is a good one. So many apps for everything.
There are a lot of apps.
Another texter says, you can take care of the bunny problem with my enough. All my neighbors who let the cats roam the neighborhood
at
all hours.
That.
The only good thing is the decrease in bunnies. Do people really let their cats roam through the neighborhood? Like, I live in a suburban neighborhood, plenty of cats in the neighborhood.
But they're not roaming?
No, I've never seen a cat walking around the
street. I haven't either, I guess.
I've had enough of people bringing their dogs to the store, especially the grocery store. Ooh, okay. So when this last weekend, Liz and I were out shopping for plants. We were planting our garden. We were replenishing some of the like hostas and some of the annuals or the perennials. The ones that come up every year. The perennials, those ones. The annuals you get to plant every year. I'm looking at Cook like he knows.
Yeah.
It's like, I have no idea what the hell you're
talking. Ask me when the last time I planted something was. Actually, don't.
So people were all bringing their pets to Bachman's. And like, I think Bachman's is like, we don't, like, if you're spending money, you bring whatever you want to bring. They don't care. But I thought it was kind of weird. Like, you're trying to walk
this
through
is,
the
This
aisles.
Is back to your just obsession with like people bringing pets to coffee shops.
I mean,
and
I wouldn't say obsession.
Yeah. No, you don't like it. You don't like it.
No. I do not like.
Going back to the apps and saving money one.
Yeah.
I've had enough of companies asking me to do surveys and not offering me anything in terms of compensation for my time.
What
happened to that? It used to be like, here's a 10% off coupon or something.
And they'll send you like 1,000 emails.
No.
Like, you're letting them down if you don't fill out the damn survey. Well, it's your last chance to fill out. I don't want to do it.
I've had enough.
Very good text. Great participation. We appreciate it. Thank you all so much for listening. You can subscribe to our YouTube, and you can see how exasperated we are by watching this thing. WCCO Radio. Henry's next.